Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. For the several years that I've been giving my community comment, I've always tried to stay away from politics. But after reading a recent article about spying and unmasking names, I have decided to discuss that article in some detail. For years, I have subscribed to Judicial Watch and its publication called The Verdict. In its most recent issue for September, an article was published about the Obama spying and unmasking records being removed and sent to the Obama Library. Judicial Watch sent a Freedom of Information request to the National Security Council and was informed by them that any material regarding the unmasking by Obama's National Security Advisor, Susan Rice, cannot be turned over to them as the records have been removed to the Obama Library, where they will remain unavailable to the public for the next 5 years. The National Security Council told Judicial Watch that documents from the Obama administration have been transferred to the Barack Obama Presidential Library, and you may send your request to the Obama Library. However, you should be aware that under the presidential records and presidential records remain closed to the public for 5 years after an administration leaves office. Judicial Watch has filed over a dozen Freedom of Information Act lawsuits relating to the surveillance, unmasking, and illegal leaking targeting President Trump and his associates. According to Judicial Watch, prosecutors, Congress, and the public will want to know when the National Security Council shipped off the records about potential intelligence abuses by Susan Rice and others into the memory hole of the Obama Presidential Library. President Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch said, "We are considering our legal options, but we hope that the special counsel in Congress also consider their options and get those records." Judicial Watch has sought this information because of the recent revelations of the role of Susan Rice and the unmasking of the names of U.S. citizens identified in the course of intelligence collection activities and the potential that her actions helped to the unauthorized disclosure of classified national security information. I leave you with a point to ponder. Our government is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And for that reason alone, the information sought by Judicial Watch should be available not only to them, but to us citizens as well. This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.